الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم اجعلنا ممن ينادون بعد انتهاء هذا المجلس قوموا مغفورا لكم، لأنه ما أجلسنا في هذا المجلس إلا ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، وأن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وأن يزدنا علما. Continue إن شاء الله where we stopped yesterday إن شاء الله.
If a verse is difficult for you to understand, search in the Quran what explains it. If you cannot find it, proceed to the Sunnah, for you will find what explains it. If you cannot find what explains it in the Sunnah, look for the sayings of the companions, those who reported from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find it in their sayings what explains the verse that is difficult for you. To Allah is all praise due. The Quran is preserved in its wordings and meaning. It does not contradict or disagree with each other. Contradiction is only in the understanding of humans. Similarly, those who feign knowledge, who have not studied the sciences of Islam, nor acquired the principles of deductions of proof, make deductions without understanding. They affirm so many things that none from the people of knowledge affirmed before them. This is due to ignorance and falsely ascribing themselves to knowledge. These issues are great. They require learning, precision, careful consideration, and verification, because aqidah, creed, is the foundation, and any deficiency in it is deficiency in the foundation. This is the sum total of the differences of people regarding seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. For Allah cannot be seen in this world, and it is only the believers that will see Him in the hereafter, while the disbelievers will be veiled from seeing Him. His saying, to believe in the ruya, on the day of resurrection. Why did he say on the day of resurrection? This is because he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot be seen in this world. He's saying, they will see Allah with their naked eyes. He said, with their naked eyes, to disprove the misinterpretation of those who say the meaning of they will see their Lord is with their hearts and not their eyes. He's saying, and he will call them to account without a screen or interpreter, meaning on the day of resurrection, during accountability, a slave will be in seclusion with his Lord, and Allah will call him to account for his actions in the language the slave understands. There will be no interpreter between him and Allah. The interpreter is the one who conveys meaning from one language to another, like someone who conveys a meaning in the English language to Arabic language, or vice versa. This is because languages are many.
And this is concluding the chapter 14. Bottom, the very summary of it, is when we read some verses in the Quran and look at the translation of these translations, sometimes when they translate it roughly to their best ability to get the meanings to you. But that doesn't mean to get your own interference of the interpretation without referring to the sources of interpretation. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, when they made the bay'at al-aqaba, and all they give the bay'at to the Prophet sallallahu and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran as his hand is also above those hands. But that doesn't mean to wonder with our own mind to see the hands of Allah, or the face of Allah, or the looks of Allah. That doesn't mean anything to us. what means for us mainly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laysa kamithli shay, this is what from we learned from the past, laysa kamithli shay, nothing into life him subhanahu wa ta'ala, so therefore we should not waste our intellect to go into these, rather than understand one thing, that we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers in Jannah, and this is a great ni'mah and a great gift to the people in Jannah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to reward them as those who worship him in the dunya, those who fear him in the dunya, not only will enter and enjoy Jannah, but the ziyada of entering the Jannah is what? Ru'yat wajhullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, as exactly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kama tarawna al-qamara fi laylatihi al-kamila, 14, 14 night of the qamar, udhiyan in a clear sky. Hal tudarun fi ru'yat al-qamar? He said, are you going to have any doubts for seeing that qamar, that moon, that clear? قالوا لا يا رسول الله. قال فإنكم سترون ربكم في الجنة يوم في الجنة هكذا. So this is very clearly to us, inshallah. This is, we'll conclude this chapter 14. We'll move on to chapter 15, inshallah, with the next 6-7 minutes, inshallah.
Belief in the mizan.
The mizan. What is the mizan?
Scales.
And what is the scales from our understanding? What is the definition of the mizan? What comes to your mind, the mizan?
Balance.
With what?
Deeds.
Yes, so it means it has kifatain. Not electronic scale. You know what I'm saying? It has kifatain. You know kifatain? You know the old fashion in our country when you go by the vegetable? They have it. Exactly the mizan, yawm al-qiyamah, exactly like that mizan. Why? Because hasanat wa sayyat tarajah. Which one is going to subject? I mean, what? So how do you know which one is the winner? The one is above or the one is at the bottom? Which one is the winner? The heavier one. So the heavier the one, it goes down and the lighter one goes on top. You remember hadith al-bitaqa? Do you remember the hadith of the bitaqa of the man who had 99 sijil, 99 files, madd al-basar, as long as your vision can reach, all of them deeds, bad deeds, bad deeds. مد البصر. And this person understood that he is ending in Jahannam. When Allah تعالى يقول له هل ظلمك كتبتي, did my angels did write anything wrong, is not in your صحائف, in your books? قال لا يا رب. When about to take him to Jahannam, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فإن عندنا بطاقة. Wait, we still have a بطاقة, one card. But what one card to 99 files, that as long as your eye can see, what is going to do? This man understood from this bitaqa is like when you say, I want to bring something light versus something heavy. You know, like when I tell you a little bit of cotton and the same handful of steel. Do you have any doubt that the steel is heavier? The same to this person, understood this bitaqa is not going to do anything to these files, 99 files. But when they opened the bitaqa, what they found in the bitaqa? Written, La ilaha illallah. But the key is, he said, La ilaha illallah, mukhlisan min qalbih. In a moment that he submitted, that he feared Allah, he said it, yaqeenan. Yaqeenan meaning that believing from inside of his heart that La ilaha illallah. And we wrote it, and was put on the mizan. The 99 files are flu. لا يثقل مع اسم الله شيء. Nothing can overweigh the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى if it comes with يقين. Not word, but يقين. وقال المؤلف رحمه الله.
The author said.
والإيمان بالميزان يوم القيامة يوزن فيه الخير والشر له كفتان وله لسان.
To believe in the mizan on the day of resurrection, the good and evil deeds of the slaves will be weighed with it. And it has two scales and a tongue.
What? A tongue. So it means what? It speaks. So this is the mizan. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. From Surah Al-Anbiya.
among the issues of Aqidah is to believe in the Mizan, which will be used in weighing the slave's deeds on the Day of Resurrection. Allah the Most High says,
وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ
And the weighing on that day, Day of Resurrection, will be the true weighing. So as for those whose scale of good deeds will be heavy, they will be the successful by entering paradise. And as for those whose scale will be light, they are those who will lose their own selves by entering hell, because they denied and rejected our ayat, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc. In another verse,
خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ
There are those who lose their own selves in hell will they abide. If the scale of good deeds is weightier, the slave will be successful. But if on the contrary the evil deeds are weightier, the slave is destroyed.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٍ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ
Then as for him whose balance of good deeds will be heavy, he will live a pleasant life in paradise. But as for him whose balance of good deeds will be light, he will have his home in Hawiya, hell. And what will make you know what it is? It is a fiercely blazing fire. This is from the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will weigh their good and evil deeds with a balance that they will see. It is a physical balance with two scales and a tongue. Good deeds will be placed in one scale and evil deeds in the other as evidenced by the Qur'an and Sunnah. Contrary to the Mu'tazila, who say that what is meant by Al-Mawazin and Al-Mizan is the establishment of justice and there is no physical balance, basing such on their false belief, this is because they rely on their intellect and not on the text of the Qur'an and Sunnah. The Mizan is therefore real. It has two scales as it has been reported in authentic ahadith.
SubhanAllah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ means those who are Mizan is heavy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ and those who are Mizan is light. And these Mu'tazila, these misguided sects with Jahileen, if they understand the Arabic, and they know the Arabic language, it's just a way for them, it's trying to put doubt about, in other way, they're trying to fight the deen of Islam indirectly, by translating the Quran according to their hawa and what they believe. So for an Arabic person, if you bring an Arab person who grew up in an Arab country, and you tell him, ثَقُلَتْ وَخَفَّتْ, what does that mean? He will tell you literally something heavy or something light. And how would you know something heavy and something light? How would you recognize it? You have to use what? You have to use a mizan. So when you go buy cucumber, okay, I want, my wife tell you, I need 3 pounds. And she's very precise. 3 pounds cucumber, three. So what do? You play them by the eye, said, okay, I think this and this and this and this make a 3 pounds. Or what do you do? فَضَعَهَا عَلَى الْمِيزَانِ لِتَعْرَفَ ثَقِيلَ أَوْ خَفِيفَ Over or less? Exactly the mizan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ And I said the ayah from Surah Al-Anbiya, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ So, الصِّرَاط يُنْشَر. الصِّرَاط is extended, a bridge, but it's not a bridge with arms that you can walk on, as sharp as the sword, as thin as the hair. Yunshar ma bayna tarafayn. Below it is what? Jahannam tawda'a halika mudlima. Dark. And on the sirat, when you pass on the sirat, before you start passing, and now the a'mal wal mizan, before that, to see how you're going to be crossing on the mizan, depend on what? Your a'mal. And how do you know about the a'mal? The mizan. So is it or right? So if they are equal, so what happened to them? Ahlul A'raf, right? That's why there is A'raf between Jannah and Jahannam. There is mountain called A'raf. Those who astawat sayyatim wa hasanatim, they need one hasana, one little hasana, and make them go to Jannah, that they can see the na'im and they see all the beauty of Jannah, and at the same time they see the torture and the screaming and the punishment for the people in Jahannam. This hasanat maybe could be a sadaqah. There could be that dollar that you put away before you left, or you put some, or you helped the brother, or you moved something from the ground, or you moved an adha, or you helped someone. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved, and it makes a difference. But now you ask for one hasana. Can I have your hasana? Can I have your hasana? I need just one hasana. You know what he will tell me?
Nafsi.
Nafsi, nafsi, indeed. Me first. I don't know you. You know me, I don't know you. I have to save myself first. And I'm not going to spare any hasana until I am on the other side of the sirat. After that, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah grant you the past too. So on that sirat, it is serious, brothers. So the mizan is haqq. And those mu'tazil, they're trying to put understanding. They said the rules, right?
The system.
System. Look at this, and look at this translation. Wallah, it's very sad. And there are many, you know. So alhamdulillah that when you look, when you read, as the author said at the beginning, you verify your sources, what you read, and you do not translate things according to what you want to translate. But there are people who are specialized. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We'll stop here, inshallah. My time is up. 20 minutes. سبحانك الله وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وللحديث بقية إن شاء الله, we'll continue tomorrow إن شاء الله. جزاكم الله خير.